Have you ever felt that sinking feeling when someone responds with just K to your carefully crafted message? In today's world, where 70% of our communication happens through screens, we've lost the handshakes, smiles, and subtle facial expressions that once guided our interactions. Yet the stakes remain just as high. Digital body language, our response times, word choices, and even punctuation has become our primary mode of expression. A misplaced period can trigger anxiety. A delayed response can damage trust. An all-caps email can destroy a relationship. With 306 billion emails sent daily, and studies showing half of email tone is misinterpreted, we're navigating uncharted territory where the rules of engagement have fundamentally changed. Digital body language operates on four fundamental principles that transform how we connect. Valuing visibly means showing appreciation when traditional signals like smiles are invisible, through explicit acknowledgement and thoughtful responses. Communicating carefully establishes clear expectations about channels and content, minimizing ambiguity. Collaborating confidently involves taking conscious risks while trusting others' support. Trust totally creates psychological safety where ambiguous messages don't trigger fear. What makes digital communication so anxiety-provoking? Unlike face-to-face interactions where power plays are obvious through body language, digital versions manifest through cursory responses, delayed replies, or complete silence, leaving us struggling with ambiguity. When facing unclear communications, two critical questions help determine appropriate responses. Who has more power in the relationship, and how much do you trust each other? The four most anxiety-provoking types of digital body language are brevity, passive-aggressiveness, slow responses, and formality. Ultra-short messages like, "we need to talk," trigger anxiety by leaving too much room for interpretation. Passive-aggressive phrases like, "as per my previous email," create stomach-knotting tension. Delayed responses trigger timing anxiety, intense worry about what response times might mean. Even slight increases in formality can feel like power plays, making simple phrases like "thank you" shift from gratitude to royal command depending on context. Just as physical posture communicates confidence in person, our digital posture reveals volumes about us. Every element of our online communication sends signals. Medium choice indicates priority. Punctuation conveys emotion. Timing demonstrates respect. An email addressing shows inclusion. The exclamation point has transformed from signaling urgency to basic friendliness, so much so that omitting it can make messages seem cold. Meanwhile, the humble period has evolved from a simple sentence ender to a potential signal of cold fury. This was illustrated when a CEO sent her employee a late-night calendar invitation without context for an early morning meeting. While she saw this as a neutral scheduling request, he spent a sleepless night convinced he was about to be fired, interpreting the impersonal medium as a sign of trouble. In digital communication, we must recognize that casual should never mean careless. Every word and signal counts when we can no longer rely on voice tone or eye contact. As workplaces become more digital and remote, visibly showing value to colleagues becomes critical. The first principle is reading carefully is the new listening. People comprehend less when reading on screens than in print, tending to skim rather than read attentively. This leads to misunderstandings, as illustrated by an email exchange where someone asked, "Do you want to speak Wednesday or Thursday?" and received the unhelpful reply, "Yes." Showing value requires intentional practices that demonstrate respect and recognition. Failing to include others, like a host who monopolized 26 minutes of a 30-minute call before asking for input, wastes expertise and creates resentment. Effective leaders prioritize recognition through practices like sending video messages of gratitude, holding inclusive video conferences that celebrate achievements, or making personal birthday calls to employees. Digital environments also require accommodating both introverts and extroverts, giving everyone space to contribute in ways that match their communication style. Since many people now communicate primarily through digital means, new rules are needed to communicate clearly and persuasively. The first principle is think before you type, taking time to carefully consider messages before sending them. Messages can be forwarded, altered, or taken out of context, as happened when an executive's 12-paragraph email about a potential acquisition was reduced to just two words, "expect layoffs," causing panic. To communicate carefully, slow down and use a checklist before sending messages. Key questions include, who needs to be included? What action should receivers take? What context do they need? What tone is appropriate? For clearer communication, use the three W's, who, what, when assigning tasks. Specify in subject lines whether messages are FYI, decision requests, or requests for information. Structure long messages with quick summary and detail sections. Make content scannable with bullet points and formatting. The digital world hasn't erased our differences, it's amplified them. Gender norms take root early, with men typically conditioned to seek status by taking center stage, while women prioritize intimacy and express preferences as suggestions rather than orders. We interpret identical digital messages differently based on gender. A brief, direct email from a woman might be read as bossy, while the same message from a man reads as confident. Different generations have fundamentally different approaches to communication channels. Digital adapters rarely see phone calls as intrusive, while digital natives expect text permission before calling. For digital natives, emojis aren't frivolous. They're a legitimate language conveying genuine emotion. Companies like CircleCI have formalized emoji use in their communication policies, using specific symbols to categorize different types of messages. Digital body language is fundamentally reshaping not just how we communicate, but how we think and process information. When colleagues check phones during meetings or respond to texts while conversing, it sends powerful signals of disrespect. However, digital communication tools also offer unique advantages. Introverts often find their voice in digital spaces, while extroverts can learn to modulate their presence more effectively. By mastering digital body language principles, we transform potentially anxiety-inducing interactions into opportunities for meaningful connection. This isn't just about avoiding misunderstandings. It's about creating stronger teams, more effective leadership, and more authentic relationships in an increasingly virtual world. The organizations that thrive tomorrow will be those that recognize digital communication isn't just about the tools we use, but about the human connections we foster through them. In a world where screens mediate our most important relationships, understanding digital body language isn't optional. It's essential to our collective success.